Good morning, coming up here on 740 on the Mighty 690, and it is time for another update from Native American Fellowship, Inc., as we do here on the third Thursday of the month at 740. Joining us, we have Chris Crane from NAFI. How are you doing, Chris?
Great. Osio, Osta, Nahi Nahiga, Sonali, which is good Thursday morning to you all.
Good Thursday morning to you.
Yeah. So we've had, it's just been some busyness going on down there in South Coffeyville. And the first thing that I'm going to talk about is October 26th, our District 11 counselor, Victoria Vasquez, hosted a community dinner, which she does every year, and she had it at our building. And we had about anywhere from 140 to 160 people. It was a large amount of people. I think, of course, it's we generally have our potlucks and have a good amount of people, but when your district counselor comes and our deputy chief, Brian Warner, came also, it was quite a deal. We had just a lot of people had questions. We also had several departments from Cherokee Nation. Ron had housing and education, and there were emergency management, so you could go around and visit each one of these departments, and that was very helpful. People like to come out for that. I always thought it was kind of cool that Chief Warner is from Salisaw, so he is at the very farthest, southernmost end of the reservation, and he was up here visiting the northernmost end of the reservation, and we were so happy to have him.
You realize how big it is, too.
Yes, you do. Yeah. You do. And then we had our regular potluck on November. It was November 9th, and we're really very grateful. Two of our NAFI members, Dale and Wendy Lansdowne, donated about 40 pounds of fish, and there was crappie and catfish and bass, and then they came and fried it and provided all this fish for us, and we had ham, but everybody was a potluck, so we had some really, really good food, and it was, I always love to go up to potlucks and try other people's food, and
oh, yeah.
You know how I am about food so we went over. It was a really cool meeting. We didn't do a presentation of any kind. We didn't have a program. But our NAFI president, Bill Davis, he talked a little bit and gave us a recap, kind of a summary of what's been going on this year at NAFI. And it was really good because that Thursday, the building we have had been under construction. It's a big 40 by 50 warehouse garage that's on the south end of our property. And it was finished, and it was shout out to Steve Burnett Welding out of Bartlesville. They're the ones that did the building. Wonderful job. Would recommend them to anybody. And they got on it, and it was fast, and it was done right. And this garage has two, you know, garage doors. We have one vehicle, and we'll be able to park it in there, but there's a lot of storage space, which we really needed. We just amassed stuff. So our present garage, we're going to be moving things out of there. And actually, anybody wants to come down today, you're welcome. We can use some volunteers. We have a few college kids coming. And once we get everything moved out of the old garage, the idea is we've been taking bids on this, and we're going to have that turned into another meeting room, a smaller. Because you've been down there, and you know how large the big building is. And the garage building will be just another place. And we kind of feel like that's going to help us out a lot. We're going to have air conditioning and heating put in. And Cherokee Nation is kind enough. They're building a bathroom for us, an outside bathroom, so that we can put locks on it. And that's going to help us a lot just for having events, because you don't have to open up the big building for people to go inside. We'll have it there,
sure.
Especially during the unity gathering, because we bring in porta potties and we can use that money for something else.
Great, exactly.
And we're pretty happy about that. So, one of the other things, this garage on the west side of it, that was one of our other accomplishments, is there's a patio out there. It's a covered patio. And we're planning on putting a sliding door of some kind in so you can access the patio from that building once we're all ready. South Coffeyville Schools donated a set of bleachers to us, which we have at our cultural grounds, and they've been painted, and we're very thankful to them for it. Cherokee Nation also put solar panels on the west side of this east building, which we call the cultural building. And they're also looking, I think the bathroom, the construction is going to start maybe in the next month or so. They're also, I think within the next month or so, we're getting a sign from Cherokee Nation that's going to designate, you know, say that we are a Cherokee community and outreach program, community building, but it'll also be digital so we can put messages on it. Yeah, that'll be fun. I mean, real state of the art stuff here, and we're pretty excited about that. It was very good. There were a lot of, we had questions that were asked. Bill asked, you know, everybody, what are some things you want to see happening in the future down here at NAFI? Is there anything in particular that we can do? I think the plan is our office, it's not a huge office at all. It's very small with one little desk and a couple of chairs for people. And a lot of times we're bringing folding chairs in. And we get pretty busy down there. And I think the idea is we want to expand that office out another 10 feet or so by 20 feet or something like that. And it would help a lot, just at least double the space that we've got in there. We've also been talking to Cherokee Nation about the sustainability grant and getting a safe room put up out there, maybe to hold 200 people. So it would be a help to the community.
Oh, sure. Yeah, so many people don't have anywhere to go in the case of severe weather.
Yeah, exactly. So we're looking at doing that. Looking here, down here, you know, Bill came down and NAFI donated hot dogs. He had cooked hot dogs during the middle of the theater. I guess the last one here it started raining a little
bit.
Yeah,
it was raining a little bit. Yeah. They went and canceled that last one.
Several people there that were there had plenty of hot dogs, but we had done it the one before for the Harry Potter.
Yes.
And then he'd done snow cones at another one. And that was all through NAFI, and it was very kind of him. He had his granddaughters helping him. He had very good help. But one of the things they talked about is there's some display Cherokee Nation stuff that's in the Alamo building in the window there. And I talked to Daryl and Annette Harbaugh, and we're going to go down there and do some. We're not going to take everything out, but we're going to do some rearranging. And so I think Annette's going to help us with that. And I know that I noticed that they're getting things brought in for Christmas decoration. And I think that's, I don't know, I love this time of year. So our next potluck will be on December 14th. It's going to be at 6 p.m. This is our annual Christmas potluck, so we will have the entree covered, and, you know, we want anybody to come. And you don't have to be, I mean, if you want to come and see what it's about, come and see what it's about. We just ask you to be respectful. I don't know if we're going to have a program. We're talking about doing something. Well, we are going to have not a formal presentation, but we have a youth group, and they meet every Monday night from 5 to 6:30, and the people in charge of that are Wendy Lansdowne, Tiffany Smith, and Joyce Jones. And Bill has been kind enough to go out and teach them some cultural. They've been learning songs in Cherokee. They're learning lots of words, days of the week, months of the year. And I think they're going to do a presentation for us, maybe sing, and we're excited. It's always good to, there's only like 2,000 fluent speakers left of the Cherokee language, so this is always a good thing to have. And we also have Cherokee language classes underway. Again, this is open to the public. You don't have to be Cherokee. They are on Tuesday nights, and they're from 6 o'clock until 8 o'clock at night. They're in the big building. Lula Elk is the person teaching the class. And, you know, you're more than welcome. They've only had two. They were supposed to have class this week, and it did get canceled. But so they've only had two full classes. So there was going to be a 10 or 12-week course. So you still have plenty of, you know, get in there if you want to, and at no cost. And then, really, not a lot else. We were going to talk Fry Bread Journeys is going to be on the 27th, and I want you to tune in. We have an interview with Erin Lee from USD 445 Indian Education. She's going to tell us a little bit about the program, which affects here the listeners in Coffeyville, and it's a great program. And then we have a little exciting news to share. I haven't decided if it will be food or anything, but we'll have some.
Okay,
shares.
Well, okay. We'll be looking forward to it. So next Monday there. And I did want to ask you, Chris, I finally got to see Killers of the Flower Moon, which I know you've seen.
No, I have
not.
Oh, my Lord, don't
okay.
even get me started.
So, but I know that's Osage, you know, it's not
it
Cherokee. So,
no.
But, I mean, it's in the same, you know.
I read the book twice.
Okay, you read the book twice.
So, I've already read the book. There was another book that came out before that called The Deaths of Sybil Bolton, and it was written by a man named William McAuliffe, who used to write for the Washington Post, and Sybil Bolton was his grandmother. He never knew her. She died when his mother was only a month old. Or maybe 4 months old. And it was actually an investigation. It was very, if you get the opportunity to read that book, it's Osage, it is really, it's compelling. And then I'd read Killers of the Flower Moon, and I was, the first time I read it, my husband and I were traveling, I was working Indian education, and we were heading south, And he was driving, and he said, well, why don't you read that out loud? So I did the little audiobook thing. And I remember I was reading some portion of it about how it was happening in Fairfax.
Yeah.
And he gasped, and I look up, and we're pulling into Fairfax.
Oh, no.
And it was kind of wild. And he would stop, and we would talk about it. I mean, and my husband, he likes to read certain things, but I don't think this was anything. I was surprised he liked it. And he would stop and he'd say, now, tell me this. And we would go over things. And he said, I don't understand how you could do this. How could you get a, you know. It was a good discussion.
Well,
and
it's just wild watching that, knowing that, you know, that happened right here in our backyard, pretty much. It's just crazy. It's hard to
believe.
It
really did. And it went on for a long time. And, you know, that was one of the reasons the FBI was created, was to, they started it before it was known as the FBI, and they were going down there to investigate. And there's an old movie with Jimmy, the FBI story with Jimmy Stewart.
Oh, okay.
And he talks about it, going down to Oklahoma to investigate these murders. And so, I don't know, it's just, I had the opportunity to go to the premiere in Bartlesville, and I decided I better not, because my mom and my sister-in-law and I had talked about all going together, and my sister-in-law was out of town, and as it turned out, she went ahead while she was out of town and saw it with my niece, and my mother went and saw it, so. And it's long.
It is long. It's about 3.5 hours, so.
And I heard there were some problems, because a lot of people, movie theaters in Oklahoma decided to impose their own intermission.
Really? Okay.
Oh, yes. And they were taken to task because you can't, when you sign the contract, I guess, with the movie theaters.
Oh, you're not allowed to?
You're not allowed to just say, oh, we're going to have an intermission.
Oh, my.
Unless it's already in the movie. And
I didn't know that.
Scorsese spoke about it and said he intended for everybody to set and watch that movie at one setting.
Well, some people can't do that.
Well, I know. And he said people sit at their house and watch TV that long. And I thought, yeah, but they can also hit.
You pause.
You got TiVo or whatever, and you pause it.
You get a commercial or something.
And you run to the restroom. And I'm like, you know. But there was a reason he wanted it like that. And I've heard that I've watched a lot of the trailers and stuff. So, yeah. And before I forget, I had someone send me a text this morning saying, hey, don't forget to give me a shout out. So, OCO, Keith Calkins, just saying hey. Don't want to forget about him.
Of course.
He asked, but no, I think that movie, I think it's going to be a lot of Oscar nominations, I think.
I think so. Well, you know, here's the thing. If you haven't seen it in theaters yet, which I went to Sedan to actually watch it because it was cool because he was so close,
you know,
right there. So if you haven't seen it in theaters yet, I mean, once it comes out on, you know, home video and that sort of thing.
Oh, yeah.
And streaming, then you can watch it in your house and you can do your own intermission.
And see, that's what I kind of feel like. That's what my husband's waiting on a little bit, because he's like, I don't think I could sit there that long.
It is a long time.
Brendan Fraser, that plays the attorney and one of the attorneys, his defense attorney, there was a lot of, from what I read the reviews, he was over the top, but that was exactly what he was supposed to be.
Sure.
And he won an Oscar last year, I think, for The Whale.
The Whale, yeah. Uh-huh.
And have you ever seen that?
I saw the preview or something
was upsetting to me. It was so
like
sad.
It did
a fantastic job. And then I actually, this weekend, binge watched on Hulu all 3 seasons of Reservation Dogs. I'd seen parts. I was amazed. And that Lily Gladstone that's in Killers of the Flower Moon, she is in several episodes of Reservation Dogs, and she's very good. If you haven't seen it, I think you need to get out there. I mean, what is it people say? You know, history isn't always pretty, but it needs to be taught, and we need to learn it. And maybe we don't make those same mistakes again.
That's right. Yeah, you gotta keep letting people know about this, because I've so many people I've talked to never even heard of this before at all.
Even heard of the book or ever heard of the whole incident
that happened in Osage County and everything. So many people have never even heard of this story.
You know what I've noticed is how many, just over the past few years, how many there. I know Cherokee Nation has started this film. They have a film commission thing, and they're looking at filming more things. But I think that was all filmed. Most of that was filmed in Pawhuska.
Yeah.
We were down there. But they, remember that, what was the August Osage County, August with Meryl Streep, all that was filmed around there too.
Yeah, there. I think it was the maybe Osage County Tourism or some of the folks in Pawhuska actually put together a map of the filming locations, mm-hmm. so that people could actually, like, the public ones, you know, because a lot of them, you know, it's just on pasture land or something you can't get to. But like several of them, you know, are places you can visit. And you know, the thing to me is, you know, we see some of these neighborhoods, like neighborhoods we even have here in Coffeyville, yes. that were built in the turn of the century and have that, you know, those craftsman bungalows.
Yes,
and
the look.
And it's like, wow, that just looks like around here.
Well, it really does. Yeah. And I think when they were doing that filming for the August Osage Boone, which was that, I think, Billy Letts or Tracy Letts played, had, oh, it was Sam Shepard. It was an all-star cast. My husband and I were driving somewhere, and we were out in the middle of nowhere, I thought, and they have the roadblock, and they're doing some filming. And so we had to go take a detour. But we went to Pawhuska when they were doing these Killers of the Flower Moon, too. People came, there were lots of people that came to watch the filming.
Yeah.
And it had to be a boost to the town's economy for food and everything.
And we've had several extras who are around, just people around the area who were extras in the movie.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. In fact, a lady, a friend of mine, Stephanie Gilbert, hey, girl, she is one of my fellow Pocahontas Indian women. She was an extra in the movie, and she said it was a wonderful experience. So. It's just interesting. We met one of the extras. We were at the museum in Pawhuska, and I said, well, have you met De Niro, and have you met Leo? And he was like, yeah. And he liked Leo. He wasn't as big a fan of De Niro. Uh-huh. And I don't know what happened, but he just wasn't that big a fan. So.
Well, but that's great. Cool. I mean, I would just be there for the snacks. Hopefully you get to
yes, don't they have the craft big catering services. Table, craft services, and
oh,
have lots
yeah.
of catering.
I don't know if they're allowed to eat from there. Yeah. But you
just
never
come
know.
On down.
Yeah, that's great. Well, very cool. Well,
yeah.
That's a good little update, Chris. And anything else you want to share
no,
with us here?
No, we just our phone number at Native American Fellowship is 918-255-4035. We're located at 215 Oklahoma Street. Generally, our office is open from 8 to noon, Monday through Thursday. Friday, we're closed. A lot of times, we're out doing stuff. I know that Bill is planning on throwing tomahawks, doing a little practice today around 11. He's going to have these kids that are going to come and help. So, you know, we stop down there and check out what's going on. We appreciate it. And I'm going to end this by saying there's no Cherokee word for goodbye. I don't know if you knew that, but what we say is Donadago Ahi, which means until we meet again.
I like that.
Yeah.
Very good. All righty. Well, Chris, appreciate you stopping by, and we'll see you here on Monday of the 27th of Fry Bread Journeys.
All righty. Yep. Thanks.
Okay. Thank you. And we got more on the way here on the mighty 690 KGGF 48 degrees as match day continues. We'll have the latest on that coming up.